You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
NAFTA will tear down trade barriers between our three nations. It will create the world's largest trade zone and create 200,000 jobs in this country by 1995 alone.
That was President Bill Clinton 15 years ago today after signing the North American Free Trade Agreement into law. It's actually taken all of these years for it to be fully implemented, and now it's soon to be an issue on the desk of incoming President Barack Obama. Joining us now to add a few pages to America's briefing book for the new president is Edward Alden, senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations and an expert on U.S. trade policy. Welcome, Edward.
Good morning, Eudora. Thank you for having me on the show.
So has NAFTA been a success or failure?
It's probably been a wash. If you look at expert opinion on it, there have been gains in terms of overall American productivity. There have been gains in terms of lower consumer prices. There have probably been slight gains in terms of overall economic growth. But there have been a lot of losers as well in both the United States and Mexico. So the general consensus at this point is ambivalent. Some gains, some losses, modest overall either way.
Let's take a listen to Barack Obama on August 7th, suggesting that perhaps it was more bad than good.
I would immediately call the president of Mexico, the president of Canada, to try to amend NAFTA, because I think that we can get labor agreements in that agreement right now.
So that was during the campaign. Now it's about governing. Where do you think Obama is on this, or where do you think he should be?
Well, I think he continues to be divided. I mean, his first appointment in this regard, Bill Richardson, was a staunch supporter of NAFTA. In fact, was President Clinton's, one of President Clinton's closest allies in the Congress in trying to push the deal through. Barack Obama is likely to appoint a U.S. trade representative, Javier Becerra, who's much more of a trade skeptic. I think this is an issue that divides the Democrats, and I think it's an issue on which his administration will be internally divided.
Can you lay out some of the specifics here? He was talking in that soundbite that we just played about labor agreements. Is that the central concern, or are there others?
I think the concerns are much broader. I think, the general feeling in the Democratic Party is that the benefits that have come from NAFTA and other trade agreements have not been widely shared in the United States. So the big concern is the stagnation of middle-class wages and the feeling that competition has tended to keep those wages lower than they might otherwise have been. And so the reason we see this focus on labor standards is the hope that by bringing up labor standards in Mexico and China and other countries, you'll relieve some of that competitive pressure on U.S. manufacturing workers in particular. But it's a pretty roundabout way to get at the problem. I think there's general agreement now that we need to look at issues like education, at worker retraining, at health care, at more progressive taxation policies, at policies that more directly target the fact that the benefits from trade deals have not been evenly spread.
Given the economic environment, what would you advise if you were sitting down to talk to President-elect Obama?
Well, one of the things that was talked about during the primary that I think makes sense is some kind of timeout in terms of negotiating further trade agreements. For the past 20 years, the United States has entered into a series of agreements bilateral and internationally through the World Trade Organization that I think made a lot of sense. They've expanded trade dramatically. They've helped raise living standards in much of the world. But I think we're at a point now with the current recession where we need to think very strategically about what we want to do next. So I'd say that this is actually one of those issues where it makes sense to put together an independent commission and think about the issue some. Secondarily,
argue that— not another commission.
Well, in this case, I think there isn't consensus in the party or in the country on where to go on trade. So I actually think this is an issue on which we do need some fresh thought. But the other thing I would say in the interim is don't put in place measures that undo the gains that have been made. I mean, there's talk in the Democratic Party, for instance, about slapping tariffs on Chinese imports. That would be an incredibly provocative move that would provoke a Chinese counterreaction. And it's easy to imagine in the current economic environment doing things that make the world economy not stronger but weaker. And so I would counsel him to resist those tendencies.
Well, back in this hemisphere on the NAFTA issue, Edward Alden, you've been to the blogosphere. You probably know what I'm talking about here. Can you give us a preview of what the Amero is going to look like when they finally get around to mixing the dollar, the Canadian dollar, and the peso together and come up with this Amero currency?
Well, I think the Amero died a long time ago. I mean,
there are millions of hits on the internet about when the Amero is going to happen.
Oh, I know. And add in Council on Foreign Relations, and we're apparently the primary advocates of the Amero.
Yes.
There were, you know, I think if you go back into the 90s, there were people in Canada, some in the United States, to a lesser extent in Mexico, who thought that it made sense for North America to go down the European Union road. So to keep moving towards closer and closer integration. But really, that whole set of ideas never got off the ground, and there's no popular support for it, not just in the United States. There's no support in Canada or in Mexico. And so the likelihood of any sort of closer integration, much less imagining a common North American currency, I think is if it ever happens, it's very, very distant in the future. It's certainly not on the table right now.
Hey, Edward. Do you know where your clothes or where your food, the food that you buy, do you know where it comes from?
Yeah, I pay a lot of attention to this, actually, because I've covered these things very closely. Every time I buy a piece of clothing, I look at the label, and I can probably tell you the particular trade program under which it was manufactured. Same for food.
So. Do you have any particular favorites, perhaps?
Well, I like suits from Canada. There are actually a lot of, I mean, it's one of the few parts of the clothing industry that continues to survive in North America as a result of a special preference program set up under NAFTA.
Edward,
there are a lot of wool suits made in Montreal, and the one I'm wearing this morning is one of those.
So forget Savile Row in London.
Right. Nah, I can't afford that.
I'd say I like my suits from Canada is singularly the most wonky thing I've ever heard said on this program. Edward Alden, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Edward Alden is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations and an expert on U.S. trade policy. And now we turn to Femi Okeh with the headlines of the hour.
Thank you very much. Time is coming up to 20 minutes to the top of the hour.
I'm Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.